On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was March 24, 1911, the day the Missouri General Assembly passed legislation to pay for a new Capitol. Just 1 month prior, fire destroyed Missouri's second Capitol building. The legislature was still in session at the time of the fire and moved to different locations in Jefferson City. For 1 day, the Missouri House of Representatives held session at the Jefferson City Opera House and the Missouri Senate met at the Cole County Courthouse. After this, Missouri senators would meet at the Supreme Court building, while representatives would convene at St. Peter's Hall. March 24th saw lawmakers give passage to measures that would issue bonds to pay for erecting a new Capitol, one of which was meant for an August election. The other would have been decided the following November had the August election not received a two-thirds majority. On March 25th, the governor would sign the legislation. The following August 1st, the needed majority put the wheels into motion. Groundbreaking on Missouri's third and present Capitol took place on May 6, 1913. But it all started on March 24, 1911, the date marking final passage of legislation to let voters decide on a new Missouri state capitol on this date in Missouri Senate history.